This episode of the Morning Buzzcast is brought to you by Connect Partnership Group. Connect's consulting division leverages decades of experience in relationship building with teams and large public venue operators to help companies drive revenue by winning procurement opportunities. Visit connectwins.com to learn more.
This program is sponsored by Yahoo and their media platform, Edgecast. Tune in to the end of this podcast to learn how Edgecast can help your business truly connect with global viewers. Or visit them now at edgecast.com. That's EDGECAST.com.
Everyone wants to know the preferences of Gen Z. Well, a Piper Sandler semi-annual Generation Z survey finds that Nike is still cool among teenagers. In the active lifestyle space, Nike is the leading apparel brand for teens, and Nike is the number one footwear brand. Those were just two interesting nuggets in this survey. It was released yesterday. It also notes other brands teenagers find hot these days. You may want to check it out, but right now, Nike remains cool among the teenagers. And this is your Morning Buzzcast for Wednesday, October 6th. Good morning. I'm Abe Madcore. Hope everybody is doing well. I'll just say I'm a little groggy this morning. We talked yesterday on the Buzzcast about those bleary-eyed mornings of October with little sleep. Well, that happened to me after last night's American League wild card game. Thought it was a very good night for baseball. Not going to hide my allegiances. I am a Red Sox fan, but the energy felt electric at Fenway Park. You had a Bucky Dent sighting. You had Aaron Boone in the Yankees dugout. You had Jerry Remy, who of course is fighting cancer, throwing out the first pitch to Dennis Eckersley. And few teams do pomp better than the Red Sox. Then you had the Red Sox beat the Yankees 6-2. They advanced to the best of five American League Division Series against the Tampa Bay Rays. That's starting Thursday in Florida. Tonight, another great matchup. You have the Cardinals, one of the hottest teams in baseball, visit the World Series champions, the Los Angeles Dodgers, at Chavez Ravine. So baseball seemingly off to a very strong start with big brands in the wild card matchups. Let's move to women's soccer because the National Women's Soccer League will return to the field today for the first time in a while, but I think it's very fair to ask if this league will ever be the same after allegations of player abuse, because those allegations are expected to continue. Players are demanding widespread changes to the league and the league's leadership. More changes came yesterday as Washington Spirit CEO and the controlling owner, Steve Baldwin, said he would step down after Spirit players called for his resignation. That's after allegations of a toxic work environment and abuse by the team's former coach, who was dismissed last week. But Spirit players pushed even further. They called on Baldwin to sell his entire stake in the club to his co-owner, a female, saying he had not gone far enough in giving up control of the team by only stepping down. Baldwin retained his seat on the team's three-person board of directors. He appointed a successor, Ben Olsen, and that was a decision that the players roundly criticized, given Olsen's lack of experience in women's soccer. This is according to today's Washington Post, but the Players Association said they will resume play today with the games, but they will have more demands from players coming shortly. Now, remember, you have three different investigations into the league and its culture. Players are speaking out continually, calling for more drastic changes. They're also calling for additional changes in leadership, despite all the changes already made. Remember, Commissioner Lisa Baird has resigned. The general counsel has resigned. A new three-person executive committee is overseeing the league until new leadership is found, but players are pushing for even more significant change. This league, I believe, is in a very precarious position right now as they return to the field today. The topic of the NWSL and the future of the NWSL is a main story in this week's episode of SBJ Spotlight, which drops today. Let's shift to the NHL. NHL because the league is getting ready to start its regular season next week. Boy, that's hard to believe. And Commissioner Gary Bettman noted the league is forecasting in excess of $5 billion in total revenue for this season, the 21-22 season, assuming everything, of course, is normal. What's that mean? Well, it means it's a very strong sign of growth for the NHL. League revenue was reportedly around $4.4 billion in the last full season, which was 19-20. But we do know the deals that the NHL has made to shore up and increase revenue. They did new media deals with Turner and ESPN. They did helmet advertising. They did a lot of new sponsorship inventory. So they've been working very hard to grow revenue. And Bettman said the league is coming back as strong or even stronger than before all of the COVID pandemic hit the league. And he said that the expansion, Seattle Kraken, are driving great interest in the league. They are certainly a driver of revenue around the league. The Seattle market, as we've talked about on the Buzzcast, has really embraced this team in a big way. The Kraken in Seattle make the NHL a much stronger league. The bottom line is this is a very good sign for the NHL, who are now growing revenue, outpacing where they were before the COVID pandemic. Commissioner Gary Bettman will be a featured interview at next week's CAA World Congress of Sports. I'm sure he's going to talk about the revenue growth around the league. Let's shift to golf because you can look for another version of the match. The fifth edition of the format will see two very public rivals, Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka, facing off the day after Thanksgiving in Las Vegas in a 12-hole match on TNT. Now, both players, of course, will be mic'd up. You'll have Charles Barkley. You'll have Ernie Johnson on the call. It'll be simulcast on TBS and True TV and others. It'll be on at 4 o'clock the day after Thanksgiving. That's a pretty good window. You have two high-profile, very public rivals facing off in this edition. Excel Sports Management will assist in organizing the event, but there will be some theater around the fifth edition of the match. Let's shift to the NFL, because if I'm keeping an eye on one organization, it's in Jacksonville. These are not easy days in Jacksonville for the Jaguars. I'm keeping my eye on how the team handles this controversy over coach Urban Meyer. Meyer promised to regain the trust and respect of the organization following video of him over the weekend in Ohio, and there was a very public rebuke from his owner, Shad Khan. Meyer went on his radio show yesterday to say he joined the organization because of how much respect and how much he admired Shad Khan. But now, Urban Meyer finds himself in the deep end after the team's poor start and plenty of self-inflicted miscues by Urban Meyer in his leadership here early on in Jacksonville. Shad Khan has a lot riding on bringing Urban Meyer aboard. And I believe Shad Khan has some of the most ambitious plans of any NFL owner in terms of growth, in terms of development, in terms of mixed-use development into the Jacksonville market. He needed Urban Meyer to win. He needed Urban Meyer to be a positive, impactful leader locally of that franchise. But both of those goals are really at risk right now. So certainly an organization worth keeping an eye on. Another team I'm watching, the New York Mets. They're going to have a very active offseason, and that includes hiring a president of baseball operations to work with Sandy Alderson and team owner Steve Cohen. The New York Post reports the team plans to speak with Theo Epstein as early as this week. Now, Theo Epstein, I've talked about him on the Buzzcast. He is a legend in baseball, helped build three World Series winners with the Red Sox and the Cubs. He has spent this season working as a consultant with Major League Baseball and helping trying to improve the game, quicken the pace of the game. He has a very well-respected voice within baseball. Personally, I would be very surprised if Theo Epstein moves back into team operations. He seems very comfortable in his new role as a consultant. He's also working with institutional investors on his goal to someday own a team, but he does like the big markets. He loves the challenges of team building in the biggest markets. So I can't say this opportunity is totally off the mark, but I will say I believe it will take a lot to get Theo Epstein to become president of baseball operations of the New York Mets, but they clearly have their eye on bringing him aboard. And finally, a couple of housekeeping items. Today is the day. The New York Post and Sports Business Journal are collaborating to launch a new podcast featuring veteran sports media reporters Andrew Marchand of the New York Post and our own John Oran. The Marchand and Oran Sports Media Podcast will be released today and every Wednesday on all major podcast platforms. I've been listening to some of the tests. It's going to be great. They talk about all the key issues in sports media, who's hot, who's not, and the people to keep an eye on. Remember, it launches today. Please subscribe on Apple or Spotify. And finally, our CAA World Congress of Sports next Tuesday and Wednesday in New York City. I am counting on seeing you there. It really means a great deal to run into old friends. We're going to have two great days of discussions and networking. Look forward to seeing you in New York City. Please register today. So that is your Morning Buzzcast for Wednesday, October 6th. I'm Abe Madcore. Hope everybody stays healthy. Please be good to each other. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
This program was sponsored by Yahoo. Millions worldwide count on Yahoo to connect them to their passions. What you may not know is that Yahoo means business too. Yahoo connects businesses to more growth. Edgecast, their media platform, delivers valuable media experiences to viewers worldwide through a secure platform that shares content with speed billions of times per day across all devices. Discover why the world's largest companies rely on Edgecast at edgecast.com. That's EDGECAST.com.
Connect Partnership Group's consulting division drives revenue for companies that wish to procure new business and gain market share in the sports, entertainment, municipal, and large public venue sectors. With their deep industry relationships and proven processes, Connect can quickly activate a robust pipeline of new prospects and accelerate your sales growth. Visit ConnectWins.com to learn more.